Following was a segment on WGEM Sports Center, weekday mornings 7 to 9 on ESPN 1440. Local 35, served up by Subway. Try the new $6 foot-long smokehouse barbecue chicken. Big on flavor, not on fat. Tender chicken smothered in smoky barbecue sauce on fresh baked bread. Check it out at Subway right here in Quincy. And great to have him on the program. It was announced yesterday. He is the brand new boys basketball coach at Quincy Notre Dame, a guy they know well, Bob Sheffield, joining us. Coach, congrats. And I'll just ask you, I mean, how'd that phone call go when you found out? How excited were you?
Oh, I was very excited. You know, it's something I've been waiting for, you know, the past 17 years. I've always wanted to be a head coach, but I was pretty content where I was at. You know, coached under a great guy, and we continued doing that for as long as he was there, but had the opportunity to do something I've always wanted to do, so I'm excited.
I'll ask you, I mean, how tough was it, or maybe did some other jobs out there maybe entice you at some point that, you know, to look at another job? Because like you mentioned there, head coach Scotty D was there for a long time. You've been there as an assistant for him for a long time. Were you close at all at some point for looking elsewhere?
You know, every time a job came open, I looked at it, but nothing intrigued me. Nothing, you know, got my attention that where I wanted to leave Notre Dame. Coach allowed me to coach. He allowed me to, you know, run the defense, be a big part of the program for the past 17 years, you know, make some major decisions. And, you know, I had it made there. I mean, why would I want to leave? You know, a good situation there. You know, at the time it was head coach duties without the head coach headaches.
Gotcha. So. Well, now those headaches are coming, right?
yeah, but I think he's prepared me for them.
Gotcha.
So hopefully, you know, hopefully it goes smooth.
Bob Sheffield joining us. New Q&D boys basketball coach was announced yesterday. You can find more information from Ben than the story yesterday at WGEM.com/sports. If you had to maybe sit back and think about, you know, the one thing that maybe you want to, you know, instill in your head coaching style and take that from Coach Douglas, what would it be and why?
Well, just the philosophy that we have. You know, we've stuck by three things throughout all 17 years, and it's play hard, play smart, play together. You know, we want to outwork people, we want to out-hustle people, and we want to play together as a team. And that's something I'm going to continue. I think that's so important in high school athletics, is to build a team. You know, team, hustle, effort, that's going to overcome lack of talent. So, you know, a lot of times we're not as talented as some of the schools that we play, but we go out and we'll outwork them. And, you know, it makes a big difference. So that's what I want to continue.
Will your style change any? I mean, because now it's yours. Now you can tweak things that have maybe that you've been wanting to tweak, but you know that you couldn't do to not having that head coaching spot. Is there something you'll be tweaking, you think?
Nothing major.
Gotcha.
Same philosophy. We're going to get after you defensively. We're going to push the ball offensively. You know, look to score in transition. You know, there's going to be some small, you know, minute changes that I make during a game situation. But for the most part, probably the same.
Bob Sheffield joining us, new Q&D boys basketball coach. And the one thing about it, and I think it's an awesome thing that you can have, talking about Quincy Notre Dame sports in general, is that expectations level are high. How do you handle that and yourself?
You know, I've been there for 17 years, so I know what's expected. It's not like coming into a new program and you know, being, you know, looking at it and go, wow, they have a good tradition, you know, winning tradition. I've been there. I've been through it. I know what it takes. I've seen Scott do it. I've seen Coach Cannell do it. I've seen Eric Warren do it. You know, I've seen all our coaches do it. You know, so, you know, hopefully I can continue on that tradition.
Bob Sheffield joining us. When you look at maybe some things, because Coach Douglas always had you right beside him. Who will you have beside you? Will you take a time to figure out your head to your assistant coaches, or do you have some in mind?
No, we've already got that rolling. Bruce Bonas is going to be my assistant. He came on last year and helped us at the varsity level and did a great job. He's got a great basketball mind. He loves the game. He's passionate. So, you know, I've asked him already to help me out and be my assistant.
You know, Coach, that from this point on, that you're the head coach, we're going to bug you a lot in the media, right?
I understand, and that's what I told my wife. I've got to get used to. So.
All the good and the bad, correct?
Yes. And I appreciate it. You know, all the years you guys have been supporting us and, you know, treating us well. So.
Well, it's going to be fun on our point to have fun, I know, with you coming this point on and have some success as well. Coach, I know yesterday was a blast for you, and it's only going to get better. Thanks for joining us this morning, and best luck down the road. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for everything you do.
Q&E boys basketball coach, new basketball coach, Bob Sheffield. Logo 35, served up by Subway, Chattanooga's $6 foot-long smokehouse, barbecue chicken, big on flavor, not on fat, tender chicken, smothered in smoky barbecue sauce, fresh baked bread, only at Subway.